Hey, thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Inspiring Workplaces Humor at Work. Are you getting the most out of your downtimes at work? I suggested a few months ago the idea of random coffee dates at work, where employees are randomly paired up with each other for coffee. So it was great to see an article by the CEO of Hootsuite raving about how random coffee dates transformed their culture, upped the level of fun at work, broke down barriers, and improved communication in their company. So what a great way to spend your coffee breaks at a random coffee date. And then how about your lunches? Research reported in the Academy of Management Journal found that taking a proper lunch can have a huge impact on performance. When employees take real lunch breaks and focus on non-work activities, including no time on social media, they show less exhaustion, they manage stress better, and have more energy, which is why companies such as CBRE in Toronto has banned desk lunches from their workplace. And then finally, how about an afternoon break? How about a nap in the afternoon? A University of California study found that afternoon naps expand the brain's capacity to learn and store information, boost moods, improve short-term memory, and increase feelings of flow where people perform at optimal levels. So it's no wonder, then, that companies such as Uber, Nike, Zappos, and Ben & Jerry's have created napping spaces for employees. How you spend your downtimes can have a huge impact on your overall performance at work, long-term health, and workplace culture. So choose your breaks and what you do on your breaks wisely. And my fun at work tip, it's Peace Dolphin here with another alter ego name generator for you to try out at a meeting or on a Friday. And these are great. All you have to do is get one of those, you know, hello, my name is blank stickers. Everybody figures out their alter ego name, then puts it down there for the meeting or say for a Friday or even just a Friday afternoon. It's a fun way to add a little levity to the workplace. So just Google hippie name alter ego generator and you will find a couple of different options to come up with your alter ego hippie name. And the quote of the week from Alan Alda, when people are laughing, they're generally not killing each other. That is generally true and very good advice. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, the New Hampshire legislature is considering passing a motion that would make trespassing foul a violation, which means, yes, the chicken would not be able to cross the road without a permit. I have no idea how this will impact all those why did the chicken cross the road jokes, but it looks like foul play to me. Well, everybody, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.